From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Poppernall.
I'm Don Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And happy holidays to all of our Pet Show listeners. Brian Dean, what kind of holiday news do you have for us? Please let it not be creepy.
Well, we're going to start with one that is that I think you'll like. You'll enjoy being the hog fan that you are. Mm-hmm. A grumpy pig has been voted the most popular animal in China.
A pig has survived. I love there's even an election for that.
A pig that survived 36 days buried in the rubble of May's massive Sichuan earthquake won the vote for China's favorite animal. But apparently the attention involved has made him fat, lazy, and bad-tempered, according to state media.
Oh. I think he has a right to be grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He's been named, I can't really pronounce it, but it's essentially the Chinese for strong pig. He was trapped in a sty after the 7.9 magnitude quake and was bought by a local businessman who was moved by his ordeal. Mm-hmm. And apparently the pig survived by eating charcoal and drinking rainwater.
Oh.
And other top animals include a dog that guarded its elderly owner when he was sick and accompanied him to the hospital, and a cat that almost died of grief when its partner was run over by a car. But everyone voted for the pig.
I vote for everyone.
Pig won.
That's all sad.
But apparently it's the quote here. This is the staff from one of the folks that oversee him in his new home and museum.
Yes.
It's gotten fatter and lazier by the day. We used to take it out for a walk every morning and afternoon, but it's too lazy and too fat to do it. So, I mean, fame goes to your head, I guess, whether
Stop.
You're
whether the pig. Pig. Or I know, it's not like the pig goes through the drive-thru, but anyway, moving on.
And then my Christmas gift to the two of you.
It's going to be gross.
Thailand's self-proclaimed scorpion queen created a new world record by holding a live 18-centimeter scorpion in her mouth for more than 2 minutes.
Why?
Kanchana Kate Kew, 39, made her record attempt in front of a crowd at a shopping mall in Thailand, and she held the poisonous arachnid in her mouth for 2 minutes and 3 seconds before spitting it out.
Why? That's my only question.
She's tried her second world record attempt, which is she's entered a glass like enclosure where she's hoping to stay for 33 days and nights along with 5,000 scorpions in order to beat her record of 32 days set in 2002.
She needs counseling. She has some type of issue.
Here's the best part of it.
Oh.
Guess who her husband is?
The Scorpion King?
No.
The Rock?
The Centipede King.
Oh. Do they have kids? Please, Lord, I hope not.
Centipedes are worse than scorpions.
The kids are
going to
be the spider boy.
Man, yeah. Christmas
and the Brian.
Wasp girl.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
So have that visual in your mind tonight as sugar plums are dancing in everyone else's heads.
We hate you. Anyway, thank you for the news, Brian. It's very holiday.
Or not.
Holiday-esque. Well, this is a very special Christmas, as Kathy Lee would say. this is the 55th anniversary of maybe the best pet holiday song ever.
Mm-hmm.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes.
By Gayla Peavy.
Yes, Carrie, you had a chance to talk to Gayla Peavy?
Yes.
Right?
She lives in California now, and she is absolutely a delight. She's like the sweetest lady ever, and I don't know, I guess when you think of child stars, you think of, man, they had like such a, you know, childhood where they had everything and everybody loved them, and she's just like completely normal. She's like, oh yeah, that happened. Remember that time? I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your song, you're famous. And she's like, okay.
She's from Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, she's originally from Ponca City and then moved down to Oklahoma City when she was a little girl, like maybe about third grade, and her uncle played the fiddle on a show on WKY, and so he invited her to tag along and perform, and so she sang on WKY as a regular, and record label folks noticed her and then gave her this song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and the B-side of the album was Are My Ears On Straight, and so of course the song is absolutely fabulous and became really popular, and then she was already a little, you know, locally famous, and then when the song came out, she was crazy famous.
Now, I guess what I didn't know, I mean, I've obviously heard this song on the radio mm-hmm. during Christmas time, but I had no idea that it was part of like a kind of a gimmick to try and get a hot hippopotamus in Oklahoma City.
The zoo director at the time, was the same zoo director who brought Judy the elephant mm-hmm. to the zoo, and pretty much a showman. Everybody, you know, rallied around him whenever he had these big ideas. And so when the song came out, the zoo, then known as the Lincoln Park Zoo, did not have a hippo, and so his big rally point was, oh my gosh, we have to get Gala a hippo for Christmas. And so they came up with this idea, and all the zoo people got together, and they went and talked to her while she was at school, and her mom was there, and her mom's reaction was, where are we going to keep a hippo? And he was like, no, the point is for you to give the hippo to us. And they were like, oh, okay, well, that's fine then.
She's like, I didn't think we were taking the song literally when I let her sing it.
Right, so they so he went and picked out a zoo, a hippo from a zoo in New York City named Matilda, and so they needed $3,000 to bring the hippo here, and they were getting pretty down to the wire to get the hippo shipped by Christmas, and they didn't have enough money, and they pled with the public and pled, and finally Gala went on and sang some songs and asked for help, and then all the donations flooded in at the last minute, and so Matilda arrived on Christmas Eve, and on Christmas Day the zoo director opened up the zoo for people who had donated money. They could come and see Matilda on Christmas Day, and they had more than 10,000 people come, which 10,000 people is a huge number for the zoo today. That would be like a good spring mm-hmm. break.
Right.
Day would be 10,000
people. In
the
middle of winter.
Yeah, let alone Christmas Day in 1953. Wow. So it was a very big deal.
So we have hippos now at the zoo?
Yeah, we have two. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. Woolly and Hope. There are two pygmy hippos, not descendants of Matilda because she was a Nile hippo, but two little pygmy cute ones.
I love the pygmy hippos because they look like basically hippo dogs. They're like the size of a big dog.
Yeah.
Well, kind of a really big dog, Brian.
Well, they like what they look like. They don't look like what you think of it. I mean, they're like a tiny little mini hippo. And yeah. You could get an elephant that was like the size of, I don't know, a mule or something.
They're
just
really
crazy.
Cute. They're really cute.
Yeah. They're precious. So that you can go out and see those two hippos today, but Matilda's long gone.
So, wow. Carrie, are you going to sing for us? Sing
the song, you know,
for
what?
Us?
I... No.
What?
I think that is a horrible idea.
We're going to sing. We all are going to sing.
Yeah, we're going to sing.
Carrie, you have to sing.
Can I hum?
No.
No, you have to sing.
All right.
This is your story, you know? You have to sing.
I have been talking about this story for, like, 2 months.
We'll just sing, like, the first two verses.
Just the first one. How about that?
First two.
One.
First two.
One.
Well, we better get started.
Okay.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do.
All right, that's a good...
Carrie, if you want to hear the rest, you can email Carrie directly and ask her to call you and send the rest to you.
False. But you know what, though? I did ask Gayla Peavy when I interviewed her because I was so excited. I was like, could you please sing a little bit of the song for me? And she did, and she is an amazing singer still.
Can folks still see some of your stuff online, Carrie?
Yes, you can go, and there are two videos. One is of Amy Stevens, who is our Oklahoma City Zoo history expert and author. She's telling the story of Matilda, and then also you can watch some pictures of Gala and listen to a little bit of her singing the song.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that is enough hippos for one Christmas. Dawn, you have some tail tips for us today?
I have some tail tips for us today. These might be a little too late, but maybe not. Folks are still thinking about Christmas decorations and such. There are some things that should watch out for according mm-hmm. to the ASPCA on your Christmas decorations. Number one, secure your Christmas tree because it can tip, especially if you have a very adventurous cat.
Likes to climb.
Yes.
I was afraid that my dogs would mark the tree, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They just chew it up.
A problem. Tinsel. Apparently, cats really like tinsel, and
It's like flashy yarn. Of course they love it.
It is.
It's like yarn that glows. Oh, my God. Where has it been all year?
But the problem is caused when they swallow it.
Yeah.
It can cause problems internally and can lead to some really big problems that I'm sure you don't want.
Going to the vet on Christmas Day.
Right. Then also, when you're giving your presents to your cats and dogs, you're going to keep in mind that you need to
check
with...
They don't have opposable thumbs, so you should unwrap them for them.
Well, that's number one, probably. Number two, stick with toys that are indestructible. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, just because it looks like a cute Santa doesn't mean that your dog can't destroy it and then eat the insides.
Right? I'm just going to say this. Having a dog that likes to chew up toys, I have not yet found an indestructible dog toy. I haven't.
So
I have, and Petra listeners, I'm not even kidding. It's an orange Tyrannosaurus Rex with like purple spots. You get it at Walmart, 94 cents. It has lasted my terror of a chewing dog for a year and a half. It's the only toy. I'm serious. Walmart.
If you can't find something indestructible,
orange T-Rex,
there's always, you know, a special treat of something on Christmas. Also, keep an eye out for real mistletoe. Mm-hmm. And holly.
Yeah.
So.
Not good.
That's my tip.
All right. Well, and also, speaking of the holidays, please enter our holiday pet photo contest. Send us a picture of your pet, any pet, in a holiday-related theme, snow or trees or whatever, and you'll be entered to win a backpack full of treats, dog and cat treats from Del Monte. So it's really awesome. The backpack is really impressive. So go to our blog, blog.newsok.com/thepetshow, and you can read all the rules and get the address to send it in and check it out and send us your picture, and it's great. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and have happy holidays, and go out and take care of your pets.